The right to die for children under the age of 18 who are terminally ill could come into force in Belgium if a government plan goes ahead, but it's drawing a large amount of criticism from religious groups and doctors alike. Euthanasia was made legal in the country in 2002, but if this bill were passed, it would make it the first country in the world to explicitly support child euthanasia. If signed off, an adolescent in Belgium will be allowed to request the termination of their life, triggering subsequent talks with doctors and their parents before being approved by a legal committee. Supporters of the law say it puts strict rules in place and empowers children deemed psychologically mature enough to make what would otherwise be an impossible decision for their parents. That's why Dr. Dominique Bron, chief of haematology and a member of the ethics committee at Bordet Institute, supports the idea that the decision has to originate with the child.
Maybe in 2 or 3 years there will be a new medication, new cell therapy, and then you have to carry this idea that you help your child to die. Then it's very difficult to have the parents taking the decision.
Only in the Netherlands does child-assisted suicide happen at the moment. However, it's not specifically legal there. Rather, there's a protocol for doctors to follow, and they won't be prosecuted if they do it properly. Dr. Maurice Sosnowski, head of anesthesiology and intensive care at Brussels University Hospital, was an early advocate for introducing euthanasia for adults in Belgium. He's now supportive of an extension to minors.
Tumor in the brain, operated, chemotherapy. And then, again, because they were coming back, new operations, then paralyzed, and so on and so on. Can you imagine, I would say a 12-year-old kid in these kind of positions, understanding that there is no cure, that he's in pain, he cannot walk anymore, he cannot play anymore. Can you imagine the distress of the parents to see their kids in that field without hope?
Christian, Muslim and Jewish groups in Belgium have all voiced opposition, saying the extension of euthanasia to minors is irresponsible. But Brussels-based Rabbi David Meyer says that religious thought is divided.
Cases of passive euthanasia, and even sometimes a little bit more active, were openly advocated. And I think those texts can be used not necessarily to legalize an issue or another, but to show that sometimes you do have to face situation where, say, the dignity of human life can mean the termination of life.
Requests of this nature for children in Belgium average at about 15 a year. The cases are rare, but a recent poll shows 2 out of 3 Belgians support legalization for children. Lawmakers here in favour of extending the euthanasia law to minors have faced an uphill battle, enduring months of ethical debate. But the bill doesn't have far to go before it becomes law. Belgium's lower house of parliament is set to approve it before May next year. For Checkpoint, I'm Jack Parrock in Brussels. From Brussels, for Morning Report, Jack Parrock. I'm Jack Parrock in Brussels for World Watch.